This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is about us on Jalen Hurts and the rankings, or is it about the All-Star selection, or maybe Al and you people? We're gonna hear from you people up. I'm excited to hear what you people had to say. I missed them last week. They always have nice things to say, especially to TK, who's in. By the way, TK is going to be on for the afternoon show coming up at 2 o'clock. TK was in for me last week, and what I heard was the you people really came after TK last week.
I work with Cap Gun yesterday. Yeah, yeah. I work with him every Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, you know TK well.
Oh yeah. It's like why'd they give him a hard time about?
You know what? Maybe we'll find out more on you people coming up at 1:45. All right.
They said he looked like a young Paul Jolovitz.
Yeah, that's tough.
Which was the one that hurt him the most.
Oh, wow.
That's not what you want.
He flipped me off, but it wasn't me saying it.
It was not. All right, so here's the.
They're kind of right, but
this is like the Hurts list. I didn't rank him 9. I'm getting beat up for this. Like, I didn't rank him 9. He's 6 on my list. Here's the question: which WIP older younger comparison do you like better? TK as a young Paul Jolovitz, or that Elliot could pass for Daryl Morey down the line? Like, if down the line, you could see Elliot kind of looking like Daryl Morey.
I could see that.
I could see that, too. You like that one better than TK and Jolly?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I like TK too much to do that to TK. It doesn't work for me.
I've always liked the Elliot and Daryl Morey.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of see it if you squint hard enough.
Like, Elliot would have to start eating a lot worse.
Yeah, like if Elliot was not in. Yeah, it could happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. We'll put it that way. All right, Al, before we get back to the phones, let's talk about what happened with the All-Star selection process. So we have Home Run Derby tonight, All-Star game tomorrow.
Right.
We have one Philly attending the game. That is only Kyle Schwarber.
Yep.
Because Zach Wheeler, who was selected, he decided to do the rest thing and not pitch, and he's going to go home and spend some time with his family. He's got a new baby. So, all right. So,
two guys, right?
And Suarez also declined an invitation.
So, two of them.
So, two declined. Schwarber will be the only one. But there was a big story over the weekend. So, young pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jacob Mizorowski, he made the All-Star game this weekend. He was announced as one of the replacements. He has pitched in 5 games. Now, he's electric, and he's fun, and he looks like he's going to be a star, but he pitched in 5 games, and the Phillies took offense to this. I mean, yeah, Castellanos basically saying it's now the Savannah Bananas. Trey did not take kindly to it. They were all upset, really, because Christopher Sanchez wasn't placed on the team, and this kid was. What did you think about all this?
I think it makes him sound bad. I would just say grow up. You're coming from an organization that 2 players declined to go. Okay? How can you have a problem putting a kid on the team? He's pitching 5 games. He's like 4-1, throws 100 miles an hour. He's like 6'1,000, and people want to see him. It's a showcase. People want to see that. I want to see this kid pitch. And so you've got Sanchez, who probably, I guess his agent said he would have pitched, wouldn't have been smart to pitch. And so, what is it? A matter of the bonus?
It's the Phillies then took care of a little bit.
Yeah, bring him out in the seventh inning stretch and put him on TV getting a check from the Phillies. Okay? What the hell is... How do you have... You have a lot of nerve trying to stand up for the integrity of baseball when players on your own team said, nah, then take a pass. When you've got an organization, we've got a couple of guys that have said that, and I don't blame them, whatever, but that's where the game is right now. That's how many players go to the All-Star game? It's not like it's an Elite 12. There's like 90 guys, right?
I think we're up to about 80.
It's like 80 guys. Yeah. You can't fit in a kid who people are starting to talk about now. And it may, maybe I'm going to actually watch a little more baseball if this guy comes in. I just say, hey, want to see what he's got? It's a story to me if he gets blown up or if he throws the dragon's breath. I don't care, but I want to see him. Why would you go after this? Why would you make an issue of this when the big issue is you have an event like that and people are bailing out on it? Now you've got an excited kid to come in that I want to see at an All-Star game. I'll be disappointed if he doesn't pitch. I really will.
So I was not here last week, but I did start to read last night about the reaction. I was surprised at how frustrated the Phillies were at this. Like I think the issue was that he wasn't named initially. And then once he wasn't named initially, so I think the way it works is because he pitched yesterday, right?
Yep.
So he can't pitch on Tuesday. That's the way the rule
is. Although I think his agent said he could.
He could, but I think they typically
don't want to. Yeah.
They don't want to. So once he wasn't named initially, they're not going to take a pitcher that pitched Sunday as a replacement, right? Because then he can't pitch Tuesday.
Yes.
So it is bizarre. I think when you add in the fact that Wheeler and Suarez said no, it does... It's like, why are you guys so upset? The quotes are strong. I mean, here's what Turner said on Friday night. What a joke. That's bleeping terrible. I mean, that's terrible, dude. Real Muto said, quote, that's just how MLB does it now. Nothing against the Mizorowski kid. But those two, speaking on Sanchez and Suarez, are deserving of being on the team in the first place. There's no doubt. And then Castellano said, it's turning into the Savannah Bananas. But don't we know that already?
That's what it is. Honest to God, if you told me that next year Major League Baseball was going to put a team together to play the Savannah Bananas, your freaking audience would be five times what it's going to be.
And the game's here next year. I would watch that.
Because that's all it is. It's entertainment. And you should... The problem is, it's like in the NHL. If you don't go to the All-Star game and you're invited, you cannot play the next game. You are benched.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they want their guys there.
I like that.
Yes, they want their guys there. That this is supposed to be for the fans. We're supposed to want to go to something like this, even if it's just to shake hands, I guess. But you go. That's why it has no weight to me that you're upset about this. First fact of the matter that there's like 90 players going. You have a kid that I know. Baseball's become a regional sport more than a national, but this kid's a pretty good story. I mean, really is. He's a pretty good story to come in. And now it's a bigger story. Yeah, it's actually something to watch.
The Phillies actually gave it more energy.
Yes.
I mean, because I saw that he was put on the team, and I was like, whoa, he's only pitched five games. But then the Phillies' anger, I think it actually adds to the story.
It does.
It's going to make it more of a national story when we get there on Tuesday night with the All-Star game. So only one Philly will be participating in the game. That's Kyle Schwarber as a reserve for the National League. Last year, we had eight. It is quite a difference. Last year, the Phillies were the story of the All-Star game.
Right, and this year they had more guys turn it down than go.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Well, in the story I read this weekend, they chartered an extra plane because they thought they were going to have a bunch of guys go from San Diego right to Atlanta. Yeah. And it turned out that plane was only, I guess, Kyle Schwarber yesterday. So they just dropped him off. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Gerald in West Philly. Hey, Gerald.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Gerald, what's up?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys ever found out if Hugh brought his Bucky's Cup to the winery.
So we've started to call around different wineries in the area. They're not answering our calls, but we're going to keep looking for them. And I feel like someone's going to probably notice them and call us and say, there's this guy here, you might know him. He's got a Bucky's Cup at a winery.
Yeah, we need to find out if he brought that Bucky's Cup. It'd be pretty funny. But no, back to the Jalen Hurts thing. He's definitely the bottom 10 quarterbacks in the league. I mean, you know, if you have a handful, there's a handful of quarterbacks I can name that if he was in his position with, you know, Saquon, the defense, the wide receiver core, you know, they're going to bring us to the Super Bowl 2 out of the 3 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know,
so not, when you say bottom 10, you just mean like the bottom of the top 10, right?
Bottom of the 10.
That's what I thought you
meant. So what did they list them? Nine?
So they had the poll of the executives and coaches and scouts, and they had him ranked ninth in the NFL right now.
Yeah, because that's where he belongs. You know, if you had any of these other quarterbacks put in his position, I think it would, you know, we would still 20-30 bomb the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, you know? Now, on the other hand, I do believe he is, you know, you got to put Jalen Hurts just out of the accomplishments he's had for top five athletes in Philadelphia sports history, just from the accomplishments. You know, if Zach Wheeler wins a World Series, you know, then you can probably put him up there in top five, but, you know.
Yeah, and it's interesting because Kyle said that. He would be more likely to put him in the top five for the last 25 years than, like, the top five right now, which is – they're two different things, but similar at the same time. Gerald, would you go get Sir Anthony again? You want him back?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think he was a top piece in the 2022 postseason, you know. He's better than the other Jordan Romano.
Oh, yeah, he's a lot better than Jordan Romano.
The guy Ross. You know,
yeah, unfortunately, he's better than probably three quarters of the bullpen right now. Gerald, we appreciate the call. It's not even so much about Sir. Anything they bring in, Al, in terms of relief pitcher, is we're going to feel like it's an upgrade. I mean, this bullpen is terrible.
Oh, you're not going to feel like it's over when your manager signals out there. I mean, it's a point now. You want him to rip the phone out. It's like you just don't want to go there.
Well, even the good, like even Strom, who's mostly good, he puts base runners on every game.
Yeah.
I mean, like yesterday, I was just waiting for it to go the wrong way. They got out of it, but he put two bases. He walked the leadoff hitter up one in the ninth. It was like, oh, my goodness. All right, let's go to Steph up next on WIP. Hey, Steph.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Steph. What's up?
Nah, man, I just want to say he's definitely being disrespected a little bit. I mean, trying to compare him to Joe Burrow is like trying to compare Bryce Harper to Ronald Acuna. Bryce Harper hits a lot more home runs, but he's not a better baseball player than Ronald. Joe Burrow making throw a better ball, but he can't do more than Jalen Hurts as far as extending the play, running it or throwing it. Lamar Jackson, the same thing. It's just like comparing Donovan McNabb to Michael Vick. Michael Vick is electrifying, no doubt, but he's not a better quarterback than Donovan McNabb.
But they do play the same position. You can do it. I mean, they're just different players in the same position.
What do you mean?
Like Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts play the same position. So just because they have different styles
Lamar Jackson is a better runner than Jalen Hurts, but it all comes down to decision making and playmaking.
I agree with that. But he did throw 41. He threw 41 touchdowns last year. 41.
That's because they threw the ball a lot.
Well, he was also super good at it. I mean, they wouldn't throw the ball if he wasn't super good at it, and they were moving the ball.
And this is my point. He's a better passer than Jalen Hurts.
So what is Jalen better at than Lamar?
When the pocket, with extending the play and making plays.
He's better extending the play than Lamar Jackson?
Isn't he not? Haven't you seen it? Have you not seen it?
Lamar Jackson might be the greatest running quarterback in the history of the sport.
Is he the best quarterback in the history of the living sport? A running quarterback means nothing.
No, but you said he's better at extending plays.
Exactly, but he's not a better overall quarterback.
What is Jalen better at?
Making decisions, extending the plays, and making a better play while he's extending the play. He's not just running to get yards. He's running and looking down the field as well. They had the same type of players. They had the same type of defense. Everybody keeps saying about the defense. Okay, the defense was good, and they gave him the ball in a good position, but the offense still got to put the ball in the end zone, whether it's on the one-yard line or the five-yard line. They got to still get it in there.
I agree with that. But the Ravens scored more points. They had a better offense.
Okay. So if they had the better offense, then why didn't they win their AFC Championship game? Because if I'm not mistaken, Jalen Hurts played Lamar Jackson, beat him and outplayed him. Same thing with Joe Burrow, beat him and outplayed him. Same thing with Josh Allen, beat him and outplayed him.
So this is tennis then.
It's become tennis. Steph, we appreciate it. I'm trying to figure out how he extends plays better than Lamar Jackson.
Well, he said he doesn't, and then
he did.
Then said he did.
Okay. All right. Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right. Compared to how you thought they'd be at the beginning of the season, the Phillies are better than I thought or worse than I thought? 57% today said worse than they thought, 43% on better. And does Jalen Hurts actually get disrespected? We could have guessed the results of this poll early in the show. Yes at 88%, no at 12%. Our Twitter polls today. All right, let's, for the first time, Al Morganti gets to experience you people. What are they up to today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
So I was very curious as to how this would go.
Yeah.
Because when you were out last week... Mm-hmm. I mean, usually Hugh is the target.
Yeah.
All the time. When you were out last week,
TK?
It was directed from Hugh and right at TK.
Wow.
TK got the brunt of it. Now you're back.
Yeah.
Hugh's gone. I was wondering if it would go to Al.
Probably me.
If it would go to you.
Yeah.
It went to Hugh. Anyway.
I like that.
You did get a couple, though.
Yeah, of course.
Al evaded this scot-free, probably because of your Hurts take, Joe.
Yeah.
That people were more mad at you than Al. But so I don't know why people were surprised at this, but this came up a few times. People were surprised that you came back the same shade of pale from vacation that you left with.
What did you guys expect?
Do you know how
much sunscreen I put on?
Right. So that's what I said. Hugh, even Friday, was like, Joe's going to come back with like sunburn. I'm like,
no way.
I'm like, Hugh, we've hung out with Joe before. All the man does is apply sunscreen every 5 minutes.
So I used to not do this. And obviously you don't want to get skin cancer down the line. But I just get burnt and it would hurt. So I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. So I wore a hat, sunscreen. Come on, guys.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said you look like Elmer Fudd uses Elmer's glue as suntan lotion.
Yeah, that's kind of right. That's about right. Yeah, play a lot.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I like
the
that one.
Bald guy with the glue. Somebody said, Joe, your first words today should have been apologies for the list that you put out last week while you were on vacation.
Which one? Oh, the coaching.
The coach one was out of control. I mean, Dan Campbell.
I'm a Dan Campbell guy.
I know, but why? You missed this. I forgot to tell you. I revoked your Sirianni guy card.
Oh, no.
Because it was a tough list for a Sirianni guy to put out.
I ranked him eighth. Now, here's what's being lost in all this. He was 16th on my list last year. That's a big jump. 16 to 8 is a big jump.
It's not enough.
Also, don't I have to keep the same energy, as the kids say, with the coach and the quarterback?
No.
Well, I felt like I had to. If I put Sirianni like top five.
Yeah.
That would have been because he won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't do that for Jalen Hurts.
But
I'm trying to be fair.
I think a win-loss is way more attributed to a coach than a quarterback.
I understand the point. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I was trying to be fair. And I listen, we have the 8th best coach and the 6th best quarterback and the best roster.
Look, fine.
I thought these were positives.
But I wasn't happy about that one. I don't like Daniels over Hurts, but you know, I'll let you live. You had him 6 overall on the list. Like that's fine, but 8 for Sirianni. Not great.
Okay. It was Campbell, wasn't it?
Yep.
If it was 7,
the Campbell one bothered me a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, what the hell has Campbell done? He's basically the same guy as Nick Sirianni, just without the resume.
Well, coach of the year.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Coach of the year.
Go ahead.
We'll see what he is without his two coordinators.
Yeah. Oh, he could drop this year. Yep. He could. Yeah.
All right. Not used to good analogies coming from the chair next to Joe Giglio.
You really, you got people today with the check engine light.
No.
That's going to stay.
They all have a car.
Yeah.
Well, but usually Hugh tries to do analogies.
Hugh has awful analogies. Very bad.
Yeah.
What's the one he says? If my aunt had one more chromosome?
Yeah, I know.
She'd be my uncle.
Yeah. He's a lot.
Yeah. Not quite the analogy. All right. And then we had a lot of suggestions for where Hugh could possibly be.
Oh, I'm excited for these.
Yeah. There was a lot of them. Out looking for Bigfoot.
So I actually was in territory where people like look
Bigfoot
for Bigfoot.
Territory.
There was a lot of Bigfoot
merchandise. Oh, it's big Pacific Northwest,
yeah,
right?
I was kind of where he would be, and I didn't see him. So
okay. Yeah. Block party. Doing small talk.
There you go.
That last time I saw Hugh, that's what we were discussing, him going to the block party in Claymont.
Not a small talk guy.
No.
Scuba diving.
That's the least likely place he is. No way.
Yeah. Actually, the rest of these, well, maybe not one of them. Hugh was at the furry convention.
Yeah, I did get a message. So I was going through some messages yesterday that I missed last week, and one was, don't let Hugh go to the furry convention.
No, he was talking about the furry convention again last
week.
Did
you try to stop that?
Well, I do my best, but he's dead set on these things.
Yep.
There's really nothing he can do. Yep. Secretly at a glizzy fest. It's really his guilty pleasure,
some
are saying.
Yep. You know about this about Hugh with the hot dogs?
No.
He refuses to eat them like a normal person. He has to break
them
up.
They're too phallic for him, so he can't eat them whole.
Yeah.
So he has to break them up.
Like a kid breaks up their food and eats it. Yeah. I'm being dead serious. None of this is a joke. This is the way the guy eats hot dogs.
It's a real thing. Yep.
He got made fun of by a teenager once, and it hasn't left him.
Either that or he had a bad experience with a hot dog.
That might be it.
Yeah. Speaking of... Hugh was in the upper room.
R.I.P. Hugh.
So we were talking about that he's in the fourth quarter brushing up against the two-minute warning.
We have said that. Clock ran out.
Hugh was off somewhere avoiding accountability.
That's probably the best thing that we've heard today.
Skip's basement, wondering why he's tied up.
Oh, no. If we hear from Skip this week and he tells this guy, would we call the authorities or just let it go?
I think we might have to. Okay. Like first he's breaking into his house, stealing his keys.
Yeah, we might have to do that.
Yeah, we can't find out he's in his basement. And the last one, in search of better clues.
Well, that might take a full week, so we'll see him when he gets back. All right, Al, I appreciate you hopping in today. This was
fun. No worries, fun.
Very fun day. And I think that we might use your check engine light analogy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You get permission.
Yeah, good. Because we, again, like we said, you know, we need better analogies in this show. So we're going to take that one and run with it. All right. TK is up next with the Tom K. Is he going to use the song? He's got to use the song, right?
I love the song. He knows what's best for him.
Yeah. The TK. You know the song?
TK's. Yeah. He plays it whenever we come on.
Oh, but it's not just the TK show. It's you and TK.
Well, but I like that song so much, I make him just go with that.
Okay. Well, all right. So listen in. Tom Kelly's up next in for the afternoon show, and the TK show open will be played. You guys have a great rest day. We'll talk tomorrow, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.